Okay, thank you. We'll bring us back from recess, and we will call the last item on the...
I'm going to read off that.
Yeah, we're going to call up.
So this is the last item, item number 13, case number 2014.0738V, 245 Pixley Street, rear yard variance sought. You have 5 minutes, ma'am.
I'm Alexandra Ismario. I'm in the office, but I premise this all by saying I'm not the lead on this project and wasn't prepared to personally do this presentation. There's three main points. It's a very small project to begin with. The house itself is, for the area, extremely small, and we are adding a single story to the top with a setback. We've been working with the planning department, and because it's a historical, they would like us to do the setback, and everyone's been on board with that. We've responded to neighborhood comments with light well and setting back and maintaining some light, and we have some additional drawings to support our response to that. So we've worked both with the comments and with the planning department. It's a small lot, and the majority of the neighboring lots have, I believe, it's 85% coverage. And so we are working within that also. It'll be smaller than most of the buildings in the area. In general, it's quite modest. And so maybe we'll take the comments, and then Mike will be back in time.
Okay. Great. Is there anyone here who would like to speak to this item?
You have 3 minutes, ma'am.
Okay. My name is Christina May. This is my husband, Kurt Niver. We purchased 2246 Filbert Street in 1994 and have been there ever since, residing there. Our question is, we just received notice of this meeting last Friday, as did our neighbor at 2252 and 2254 Filbert Street. We never received notice of a previous meeting that was held with the architect on the project at 245 Pixley, which we certainly would have wanted to have attended. So we've had no time to prepare or obtain supporting photographs for this project. The current cottage there is 879 square feet, and our concern is the proposal to extend the house 6 feet 6 inches into the back, and the effect that it'll have both on our small patio space out and back at the ground level and also within our home on the north side. So, and the building is also going to be adding an extra floor. So we would like to request a continuance for this, if we could. Oh, the other thing is, we wanted to find out the square footage of the proposed house, if that's something you have there.
The total existing,
the total,
and then
square
the total
footage.
And then plus the proposed?
Yeah. Of the proposed, yeah.
It's 879 right now, so some of our concern is that...
Please speak in the microphone. Thank you.
The property there now is 879 square feet, and I don't know, but we've heard that the new property is going to be closer to 2,500 or 3,000 square feet, so that is obviously not a small project. Pixley is a small alley behind our house on Filbert Street, so those blocks are smaller than normal. They're basically half blocks. So a building going up another floor and to that amount of square feet obviously is going to have an impact on our property and our light and our small backyard. That's one of our concerns.
Okay. Thank you very much. Do you have, is there any other comment?
I'm just curious if you did have that square footage.
I'm
proposed.
I'm looking at it now. I'll pull it up, and then the sponsor too may be able to provide additional information, because I think they are actually proposing to actually slightly reduce the size as well. Let me see if this is. Additions to roof 24. Mm-hmm. I don't have an immediately exact calculation. Okay. It looks like it's approximately 500 square feet, the proposed third floor that's added.
But we're looking for the total on the entire building,
right,
if we could.
Yeah, hold on a second. But you're saying it looks like 500 additional square feet.
Yes, the new third floor that they're proposing is, you know, that's an approximate calculation,
okay.
But
because they're doing that new top floor, then also putting in a bigger, larger kitchen that is extending 6.5 feet back out on the property on the second floor, I believe, as well.
With a deck on top of it, I believe.
That's not square footage.
Oh. I thought you were talking about height.
Right, and I don't have the exact difference there.
I didn't get it.
I don't think that adds...
He comes in,
it's not more, I don't believe, is more than approximately 700 square feet.
Yeah, because the other issue is, if you look at the plans, there is a bedroom downstairs now, mm-hmm. and something that's called a study, but it has a closet in it, so mm-hmm. we believe that could also be a bedroom.
Sure, that may also be a bedroom. It depends. Sometimes that may be called a study or a den because it may not meet the building code definition and it may mm-hmm. not have the appropriate emergency exiting or light and air to be considered a sleeping room under the housing code.
I think someone
could sleep there, but it may not be per building code standards an actual bedroom. I'm not saying that's the case here. I'm saying sometimes that is why they're listed separately.
Okay, because someone had told me, and I don't know if this is the case, that on an original plan it said bedroom. And I thought on the plan I saw a door to the outside from that room as well.
Yes.
But he was saying that you need
the ground floor, they would have access to the.
So I'm just curious about whether or not, you know, how that affects it.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there anyone else here who would like to speak on this item?
Elizabeth Fowler. I'm an owner of 2242 Filbert Street. And I have to say that I was unaware that you could have put in requests for changes to the plan in advance of this hearing. So I do have a couple of things that I would like to request. This little home was built in 1885, and it remained in our family until the 70s when the property was then sold and separated. It was never really properly divided with reference to establishing the property line or changing some services, which I'm delighted to be working with the new owner to resolve some of these things, and they're in accord with that. The two things that I would like to bring up, one has to do with the rear variance privacy. The kitchen window, and I'm going to show this if I might, if I don't know how to use this. Okay, see if we can get both, yes. The new kitchen window is over a sink. And opposite, in a very short distance, are our two bedrooms on the back of our home. I spend a lot of time in my kitchen, and I assume anyone that's going to move into this home in a beautiful kitchen is going to be in that kitchen a lot. I am suggesting that to afford reasonable privacy for the occupants of both Pixley and Filbert, that consideration be given to placement of two narrow windows on either side of the sink. There is no view, and two, yes, of our bedrooms, and two narrow windows would provide as much or more light. So if light is the factor, you can see the two old windows. One was a bathroom, the other was a pantry, and there was never anybody in there that's looking out of the window. But when you stand at a sink, you do look out the window, and there's nothing really to see. Their yard, when they're through with this addition, will only be 6 feet deep. And that is the other thing I would like to bring up, which I call rear visual variance. I request consideration for elimination of the outdoor rear staircase in order to afford a clear 6 foot deep variance the entire width of the property. The new interior staircase connects all levels, and the rear yard can be accessed from the study and from the garage storage area. If eliminated, the whole of the year, the rear would be less obtrusive, and that is the goal.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else here who would like to speak to this item?
Thank you.
Okay. The project sponsor has 3 minutes of rebuttal if you would like.
I apologize. I'm sorry. I'm just not prepared. I've been away. This project is... I guess I would support the continuance at this point. Hopefully that would be resolved in another month, but I'm not sure. It takes a long time to get on the calendar.
Do you know what our calendar looks like next month?
The calendar is closed for December 3rd. January is also closed, so probably February.
If we continued it, would it be to February?
If it is in February, it will be... it will be February 2015.
Do you have any other time you want to use during your 3 minutes to say anything else other than supporting a continuance because you're not...
I do if my colleague was here.
Sure.
Absolutely. I'm not sure that you could remove the staircase for egress sake, though I think the windows... I think the windows, we could take a look at the windows. Mm-hmm. It is a small addition going up, 500 square feet about. Plus, there's been some changes based on comments, so it's even smaller now. Mm-hmm. So I think we've made... And it's a very small house, and we've worked with planning for the setbacks, and I think it's an excellent project with very subtle gestures that are responsive and thoughtful of the setting and the neighborhood and the building itself.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure. Can I ask a question of the first speakers about your notice? You did receive notice in the mail, but you're saying you didn't receive it until when exactly?
Friday.
You received it on
past Friday.
This past Friday.
And our neighbors next door also didn't get theirs till Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you know, we would like to have a chance.
Do you know when it was postmarked?
I was recycling. I asked my neighbor to look for hers, and she's going to look and see if she kept it.
Right.
But we also never had the other meeting where we could have had a chance to address the architect as well. And it seems like they've been responsive to other neighbors. So we really would like to have that opportunity as well.
The notices went out the 10th of October.
Pre-application. So the other meeting you're referring to is the pre-application meeting that happens before.
I'm not sure.
There's a required meeting before the application is actually filed with just the immediate neighbors.
Okay.
I just wanted to check and see who was.
Which went on months and months.
Right. Right, so we had that. Yeah, we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, there were, residents from 2242 Filbert, 237 Pixley attended, and then the owners at 235
Did you say 2242?
Well. I'm sorry?
Did you say 2242 Filbert? Because they came from...
Yeah, 2242, see, so...
Or 2246.
Yeah, I think Elizabeth and Greg...
She's from 2242,
from 2242,
yes,
the pre-application
meeting.
Yes, I came
to the meeting.
Oh, she's...
And
yes.
My concern was to be able to work with the...
That's Mike Connell.
Yeah.
To work with
the owner and the architect in taking care of the services that need to be removed from our home. And also, I didn't know that I could request changes in the plans at that time. I was not aware of that.
Sure. Well, I mean, anybody can make any comments they like. It's it's all suggestions. It's about getting feedback from
the neighbors. I was looking forward to some personal contact from the owner and from...
Good.
The architect, who's been very responsive to my emails and requests, and I really appreciate that. But I didn't know that I couldn't make a suggestion on the plan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm just going to just verify my question with you. So I'm sorry, you said you received your notice on this past Friday?
Yes.
So that was,
as did our neighbor.
That's five days ago. Mailing. It's a 10-day mailing. Correct.
It went out October 10th. All of the notices for this hearing went out on the 10th.
Went out on the 10th.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Friday is already 17th.
Mm-hmm. So there's a week
so
worth of mail time.
Within a week.
Right. Right. That's okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You know, I do want to offer, if the project sponsor's representative is here, I do want to give him a couple minutes to just provide some insight into the project. And issues of privacy in the rear have been raised, and also the question about the existing square footage of the home and then the proposed square footage of the home. So if the project sponsor could please step up and address
and
those
issues.
Yeah,
and also our major issue is how far back it's going.
Right.
6 feet, 6 inches is a lot.
You mean the ground floor?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And the light blockage and all that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sir, please approach the mic. Identify yourself.
Hello, I'm Mike Connell. I'm the architect for the property at 245 Pixley Street. Sorry for the late arrival. But in any event, basically speaking, exceptional circumstances for this project, the small size of the lot, 50 feet, the fact that the other adjacent neighbors are over 95% coverage, on average between 85 and 100% coverage lot. That it's a historical property. We met with planning staff, three people, and in reference to the neighbors wanting to set it back further, that was basically encouraged by planning department staff to able to open up the light to the adjacent property to the east. As far as Elizabeth Davis-Fowler's comments here, I think those are great. If we could revise the kitchen windows, that's certainly acceptable. The rear staircase, I believe, is required per code. If that was not a building department requirement, that it is existing right now, there's no proposed change to it other than the 1 foot raise in height, and we would, of course, consider that too. And potentially sprinkle the whole building if that is a possibility from the building department standpoint. And then I think those are our primary issues. The fact that it's historical, we're already setting back to comply with historical quality of the building. It's definitely deemed historic, as Elizabeth Fowler has been party to write about the particular property. So we're very, very, very aware of that and want to be good neighbors. As you may have known, we've now proposed to set the entire third floor back 3 feet from the property line, which opens it up the light well even further. And that was a response to a request we got, or a letter we got last Thursday. So those plans are all in the planning department's hands at this point. Even though that's not part of the variance, we're wanting to consider that as a response to some of their concerns. The variance is essentially twofold, the rear part infilling underneath, and then going back to the existing building line, both of which I think are in response to the concerns of the neighbors and the things that are exceptional. I think we're doing a modest addition around 800 square feet, including the illegal space downstairs right now. So we're also responding to that to upgrade the building to a modest single-family residence, much smaller still than most of the properties in the neighborhood. Any questions?
Yes, so do you have the rough calculation of the existing square footage and the total new proposed square footage?
That was in the pre-application that we filed last February. I believe it was around 1,700 original and 2,400 proposed. 560 square feet is in the upper addition, and the rest is in the infill below.
So what was the difference there again? 17 to 20?
Let me get it to you exactly. I believe it's about 750 square feet.
Okay.
In that range, from about 1750 to 2400, maybe it's around 700 square feet. But 530, I believe, is the upstairs addition.
That's 700 square feet.
And that's 1750, the original, that's counting the ground floor garage and storage.
Yes.
Ground floor.
Yes. It's not. I don't believe it's counting the non-habitable garage space.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I see here.
Do you have it there?
Yeah. It is listed here separately.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So the proposed third floor is 590 square feet, but that would be somewhat smaller if the whole thing was set back 3 feet from the side property line.
Right.
The ground floor would go up 60 square feet. So, no, 60 plus 50, so 110 square feet addition on the ground floor. So, it looks like
about
700 square feet.
It goes from 1625 to 2450 plus 800 square feet.
Okay. Okay,
and
thank
it
you
goes,
very much.
Yeah, it goes from 2-bedroom to 3-bedroom.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Corey.
Okay. With that, we can close the public hearing on this item. It appears that the mailing went out on time. It's unclear exactly when it got to everyone. People are aware of this issue. Thank you for coming, even if you received it a little bit late. So I'm not inclined to continue the variance, but I am inclined to take it under advisement and not really come down on either side right now so that we can have more time to speak with any of the other neighbors who may have received the notice maybe a little bit late. Additionally, you have proposed by email, but also today, to take the proposal and make it a little bit smaller on the proposed third floor in terms of bringing the side setback, the entire side setback in 3 feet. So there are still some things in motion here, and we will want to follow up on the issue of the kitchen windows, since you were open to that, as well as the issue of the proposed rear stair, whether or not that is a required second means of egress from the building and fire department will play a role in the appropriateness of those stairs. So with that, I will take the matter under advisement. I definitely encourage any of the neighbors that are here today to contact the staff planner working on this project, and also if you are in contact with any other neighbors who have received the notice but could not be here today, they may also be in contact with the staff planner to voice their concerns or issues. Thank you.
Public comment?
Yes. So that's the end of our regular calendar. Now is the period of time we have public comment. If anybody wants to speak on an item that's not on the calendar today, considering all of you were just here for the last item, I'm assuming no one has just general public comment, right? Okay. With that, I will close the general public comment, and the meeting is adjourned.